This is KERA News. After more than three decades in Dallas, the North Texas Food Bank is moving north to Plano. Officials say the new warehouse is much bigger, and it puts the food bank at the center of the 13 counties it serves, which will help it distribute millions more meals a year. As KERA's Stephanie Kuo reports, the new warehouse also lifts the veil on what experts call hidden hunger in the suburbs.
North Texas Food Bank CEO Tricia Cunningham is leading a tour of her organization's brand new distribution center. There's a community garden where workers are still laying down mulch, a volunteer orientation center, and massive stock rooms with towering metal shelves. It's like wandering through a Costco or a Sam's Club.
But this area is going to be racking. This is our dry goods storage area. So think your cans of food, your shelf-stable cereals.
When the new facility opens off President George Bush Turnpike and Coit Road in mid-September, Cunningham says the food bank will be even closer to hitting a major milestone, serving 92 million meals a year by 2025. She says moving north gives them a geographical advantage.
So we serve people up to the Oklahoma border, Grayson County, all the way down to Ellis County, out east towards Kaufman and Delta County, Hopkins County. So we serve urban, suburban, and rural areas. And where we're at is right in the sweet spot of being able to be central to that 13 counties. All right, y'all ready? Buckle up, because refrigerator and then freezer is where it gets really cold.
This section of the warehouse is a critical change. Overall, the new facility doubles the food bank's previous storage capacity, but the fridge and freezer triples its cold storage of fresh produce, dairy, and meat. And Cunningham says that's important because food banking is changing.
So back in the early days of food banking, they were doing rescue of any kind of food. They were taking cookie and candy and anything that anyone wanted to give us. But then I think the conscience of the food bank was, if we're going to feed hungry people, it's not just about putting food in their stomach. It's about trying to make sure that they have a better quality of life as a result of what we're able to provide them.
That's not all that's changing in food banking. Moving to Plano is a signal that the face of hunger is changing too. Collin County is one of the wealthiest in Texas, with a median household income of nearly $90,000. The Plano-Frisco areas have become hubs for economic development, but the region's affluence has left many behind.
When a region sees huge, rapid growth, food insecurity sometimes tends to follow.
Sejal Desai is the business engagement director for the Communities Foundation of Texas and is also on the Indo-American Council at the North Texas Food Bank.
You know, you see rise in pricing of houses. You know, a lot of individuals and families have still not recovered from the 2008 recession.
According to Feeding America, about 15% of Collin County residents don't know when or from where they'll get their next meal. That's only 3 percentage points lower than in Dallas County. And of those who are food insecure in Collin County, more than a third are children.
And interestingly enough, on the map, you will find that the southwest parts of Collin County seem to have a stronger food insecurity rate, almost going up to 30%.
That's smack dab in the middle of Plano, all along George Bush Turnpike from the Dallas North Tollway to Central Expressway. The food bank's new facility sits on that stretch. Desai says it's not a part of North Texas people commonly associate with hunger, but
hunger has no zip code.
Cheryl Jackson, who founded Minnie's Food Pantry, has been trying to raise the profile of the food insecure in Plano for the past decade. Minnie's is one of the North Texas Food Bank's many local partners.
When we apply for grants, literally when we put our zip code in, they say we're in a wealthy area, and sometimes we are not even given an opportunity to get grants to feed the hungry because Plano is considered to be so affluent.
But Jackson says she sees nearly 150 new families on average show up at Minnie's every month. In 10 years, they've served 8 million meals. She says hunger isn't the homeless person begging on the streets anymore. It's the person in the cubicle next to you. It's the single mother trying to pay for daycare.
We see Hummers that pull up with 26-inch rims on them. And when I sit and hear their stories, the story is, I was in corporate America, but my salary got cut in half. Or I lost my job and we were living at our means. And now this car is probably going to be our home because we're so far upside down. So the face of hunger has been our cry. It has changed.
Jackson says there's no real resolution to this degree of hunger. There's only awareness, with the hope it leads to help and action. She says seeing the North Texas Food Bank in Plano will help people better understand how close hunger hits. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.